Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Plaza, in the greasy garage studio, a guy with a wrench in one hand and a microphone in the other, here's Mark Evans.
What do you mean there's not one place to park my car in the parking lot? There's going to be one more parking spot left.
Hi, everybody, and welcome. Oh, I hate it when there's no parking spots left in the parking lot. Reminds me of a Seinfeld episode. You got that parking spot, that pole position spot? Oh, that has something to do with that magic number we have today, 105, right here on Auto World. Good to have you along. The third hour of Auto World, I'm your host, Mark Evans. You are listening to Auto World, heard, of course, right here on the Genesis Communications Network throughout the globe that we're on, the Earth, the Auto World. Each and every one of you have a vehicle of some sort. I do know that for a fact. The kids have electric scooters. Stand-up scooters, sit-down scooters. They even have those one-wheeled type skateboards that, well, I see them around the where I'm broadcasting live, Boise, Idaho, of course, in the Auto World Plaza. It's good to be along with you. I'm sitting in my Dodge Viper chair, sit back, relax, as I am, to have fun with you today, right here on Auto World. Each and every week, folks, I step out of the Greasy Garage studio, touch and taste the cars, literally. The taste of transmission fluid with a little bit of cinnamon mixed in it is real good. And that cinnamon is dirt. Yuck. But sometimes it does spill all over the place, and you have to clean it up. I sometimes think that I'm like my janitor, Loudmouth Jay, the janitor here at Auto World. Sometimes I feel like him, constantly cleaning up after doing a repair. The trash cans are full of what? Cardboard boxes after we pull the parts out. We recycle those, by the way, all the cardboard and all. And even the engines that come into the Greasy Garage, they don't get into the studio. No, they're too big, and they're brand new, and they're too heavy. I just can't pick them up and bring them in, or I would. I'd be sitting on top of a fuel-injected, oh, yeah, Ford, oh, yeah, Roush supercharger. If I could, but I can't. It's too heavy. I can't pick it up. So I'm sitting in my Dodge Viper chair. It's good to have you along. Thank you for being a part of Auto World each and every week, taking your time out of your busy schedule to be with me. I do appreciate that. That means everything to me. And I always want you to be involved with the show. Become a charter member. If you're bashful, no problem. You can always email me. Change your name. You don't need to send the whole name if you don't want. If you're a Mike and you want to be a Mark, go for it. That's okay. But I do want to hear your goods, bads, and uglies of your Auto World. And that means your truck, your car, whatever you might be doing. I know some of you are now behind the rototiller. The rototiller is really spinning good, you hoped, but now it's not. The carburetor on it isn't working. Do they have electric? Delivering David's in the studio. Do you know if they have electric rototillers yet? He doesn't know. Get out there in your Datsun B210 and find me some good news. He's left. Okay, so let's get on with it. That's just it. Maybe that's a good idea. I know the electric motors out there. You got your cordless drill. You got your electric riding lawnmowers now. I saw those over at that box. I think it's orange. The other box, I think, is blue. It doesn't matter the name. It's just the color. I go off colors. Oh, yeah. What color is your car? Share it with me. We've got autoworldmedia.com as our website, and we're getting ready to put up some of the pictures that you are sharing with me. I do appreciate that of your ride, your hot rod, your everyday driver, your whatever it might be. In fact, I've got some photos of your problem, and that's what it's all about. I've mentioned here on Auto World before that you can take your cell phone out, take pictures of the problemo area that you've got there, and or even ask your repair shop that's got your car there. They're talking mechanical jargon to you. You know the words, the names of the parts and the pieces, and you don't understand what they're talking about. Just stop their nonsense. Just stop. Just take your cell phone out and take a picture of the area that you want to do the work in or the part or the piece that you want to replace. And if they say, well, you've got an oil leak, take a picture of it for me and send it to me. Here's my email address. Just have them do that, and then you're good to go. know. You can see it and say, okay. And they will say, well, that's the easiest way to actually help us describe, communicate with our customers. And they can thank me for that, too. And how to do that? Please do. AutoWorldRadio@yahoo.com is my email address. That's good 7-plus days a week. Some of you are working overtime, 2-3 jobs. If you have a moment and you're driving to your second job, email me in the car if you can. Pull over, park, and say, oh, I smell something, Mark. Got some antifreeze leaking. More than likely, it's your heater core if you smell antifreeze inside your car. See how easy that is? And that's a job you cannot do yourself. So, okay, so here this third hour of Auto World, what are we getting to? We're going to get to, first, they're going to hand me the hubcap, please. The hubcap. Hubcap, please. There it is. What we do, the crew puts all the information, the news, the fun, all that, even the emails. We have an email bag to my left. We are going to dig into that repair email bag and pull a repair question out and help you. I have no clue who it is. It's they print those ones out that I never did get to this last week, and I apologize for not getting to your emails and helping you fix your car through the email. If you do want me, you email me and ask me to call you. Guess what? You're going to get a phone call. I'm going to call you, and we're going to talk about your problem, and I'll probably have you out at that car with your cell phone and doing what? Taking a picture of the problem, emailing it to me. So we'll get that bad boy fixed. And as I said here earlier, the first and second hour, I asked you last week, and you delivered. I asked each and every one of you to send me your driver's ed story of what and how it happened for you in your world back in the day when you were, what, 14, 15, 16? Just let me know through the email and or call right now. I have... Alex stepped away for a little bit. We do have, that's right, a man that knows how to do it. He's sitting behind that GCN 2800 mixer machine. His name is Engine Light Eric. He'll take your call at 855-660-4261. Change your name if you want. Again, if you're Susie, you can be a Sally. I don't care. I just want to hear your driver's ed story and any other type of story or problem you might be, well, in your auto world. Just think of your auto world with the bald tires on that bad boy right now. You're wondering why the right front doesn't have as much tread on the right front as it does on the left front. Why are they wearing weird? Mark, I can help you. There's a lot of reasons why that tire's wearing weird. You don't need to send me a photo. You can if you'd like, of course, at autoworldradio@yahoo.com. Being live on the air, I can go fast and quick, and we can get her fixed, and I won't even ask for your Visa number. Okay. So with that driver's ed out there, I got one here for you. I want to share with you before we go to our first break, because I know you're looking for a Twix bar, but not quite yet. Our first one is for the third hour of the driver's ed stories from Sarah. Sarah, I do appreciate that. You notice that I changed the name there. Sarah, I didn't change your name, but I didn't mention your last name that you did give me to protect you and to protect the innocent. Okay, let's get on with the driver's ed story. You say, I think there was a Disney cartoon we watched where Goofy played the bad driver who slammed on his brakes in traffic, thus causing the boxcar effect accident. Hey, that's a lot better than the earlier driver's ed that we got the second hour of the black and white red color. Ugh. Goodness. Sarah, thank you. And you're listening to us. And, oh, my goodness, Massachusetts. Thank you for listening. Appreciate it. She says she's listening in Lawrence, Massachusetts. And let's do a shout-out. Shout-out to one of our great affiliates in Massachusetts. Of course, is WNNW 102.9 FM, Lawrence, Lowell, Haverhill, Andover, Massachusetts. It's good to have you folks along with us. She says, we're on a delayed station, but I listen to you. Not only on the time that our station there is playing it, but I listen to you on GCNLive.com. So thank you, Sarah. Appreciate your story, and thank you for saying something out loud about how you listen to myself, Mark Evans, here on Auto World. And that's how you do it, folks. And now, Sarah, as a charter member, if you will, please do send me back an address, Sarah, that I can send you some good gifts out of this Lincoln we got here. It's an old Lincoln Continental. Completely beat to death. I don't know who was driving that in the driver's ed. We'll be right back, right here from the Greasy Garage Studio.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
As life in America looks to return to normal, how can you succeed in the new stock market? With the tech dip, volatility with interest rates, and fear around the yield curve, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text the word money to 813-813 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text money to 813-813 to find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence can give you a massive edge. Text the word money to 813-813. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance and maximize your gains. Text money to 813-813. Experience Vantage Point for free. Learn how successful traders generate their wealth. Don't wait. Text the word money to 813-813.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Shaking. Why?
Because I never replaced the shocks. Folks.
folks. Don't forget, you have shocks and struts on your car. Don't let it shake. That's what wears out those tires. Well, besides that, your butt shakes because the whole vehicle's shaking down the road. Doesn't feel too good, does it? Oh, maybe you like that shaking car. Free massage! Hey, welcome back. I'm Mark Evans, the host right here of what you're listening to, Auto World. Good to have you along each and every week. I've been talking about this special number, 105. 105, what's that mean? Well, look at there. It's the 105th year, 105, 105th year of the Indianapolis 500. I can't hardly believe it. 105 years. The Indianapolis 500's been getting closer and closer to us this year, of course, of getting ready to run. Burn some rubber, of course, get the tires worn out. And this is some great. I just wanted to share some news, kind of give you an idea as because of the speeds and who made it. Now, you race on Sunday and you sell on Monday. That's an old saying, of course, of all the car sales manufacturers, the dealers, etc. But at the same token, for some reason, and these are stats that are true to fact, being a quick lube owner and an automotive repair owner, and all, I've never had a body shop, never owned a body shop. But on the other side of the coin, in repair and the quick lube side, for some reason, Monday is pretty busy. Because what I think, the numbers were pretty good for my quick lubes on Monday. Because the line was so long on Saturday, and of course they were closed on Sunday. The line was so long at the, of course, the auto repair shop and the quick lubes that you didn't get your car in, so you had to take it there Monday. I think it's all because of the race on Sunday and sell on Monday. But might be, might not be. But the 105th Indianapolis 500 is coming close to us. And guess who's in the pole position? Now, before I say this, I want you to put your hands over your ears if you do not want to know who made the pole position. I'm going to tell you. Here it is. Well, let's start at the bottom here. Number five, Kanaan. Number five, Kanaan. Now, this pole position is number one, of course. But Kanaan made number fifth place. And here's his speed. This is quite interesting because the speeds are so close. 231 miles an hour, .63. 231.63. Number fourth place, Carpenter. 231. No, I had him backwards. 231.61. Beat out Kanaan. And now let's go to number three. Oh, what the heck? VK. At the age of 20. 231.5. Number two, Herta. Herta made it at 231.64. Number one spot, though. The speed, the highest number of all. Pole position is Dixon. He made it 231.8 miles an hour. Is what that stands for? 231.8. He almost did it to 232 miles an hour. He's going to be in pole position at the Indianapolis 500 this year. And Ray Hall, one of our good friends here, of course, Graham Ray Hall is his name. He did two. He's in 16th spot, believe it or not, at 230 miles an hour, .52. Now, so the difference between Graham Ray Hall, which is the son of Bobby Ray Hall, and you know Bobby Ray Hall has won many of the Indianapolis 500s back in the Indianapolis 500 days and all that in his time. But he Graham is his son, and the difference between number one, Dixon, is 231.8 versus Graham Ray Hall at 230.52. Isn't that amazing? They're literally counting the tenths on the speedometer here to see who is in first all the way to 16th place. Let's go down to the very bottom in the rows, of course. Jones is the 20th place, and we call him the slowest of them all. Now listen up to this. He's in the 20th place when they line up to take off for the Indianapolis 500, coming close to a theater near you real soon. Burning rubber. Jones in 20th place. His best average time doing his qualifying laps, 230 miles an hour, .24. 230.24 versus the pole position at 231.8. Am I looking at that right? Is that almost maybe just a second slower is all? A second. 1 second. If you think about that, when you're going down the freeway at 80 miles an hour, you're probably coasting at 90. And you count to 1 second. Is that car in front of you 1 second away from you? I hope it is. Because if it is not, your brakes, folks, trying to slow up, if that person in front of you tries to stop, you're going to slide right into them. You need to be a second farther away. What was the driver's ed story that said you need to be count to 10 or 5 or 20? I don't know what the number is, but you need to be back off. But 1 second between the 20th place and the pole position. Can you imagine? What's the fastest you've ever drove your automobile, your hot rod? Share it with us right here on Auto World, 855-660-4261. Email autoworldradio@yahoo.com. I look forward to your emails each and every week. Absolutely. And I asked you last week, and you delivered your stories about your story about driver's ed. So with that, let's go now to a story that we've got here. It's from, it looks like Roy. And I'll share with you where he's listening. He's got some funny, more than just this driver's ed story here, but he's got a great driver's ed story too. As Roy says, our driver's ed focused on defense driving techniques and looking out for accident situations. For the rest of our high school cruising careers, we'd get that, that stimulation voice that said in our heads, accident stimulation, look out for the robot from the next space. Whenever we were knocking over mailboxes with our cars or practicing bat turns or doing lawn jobs. He says that for some reason the movies we were watching in Driver's Ed was something about space. And so, yes, Roy, appreciate that. That's quite unique. That's a unique story. Now, so were you looking at movies where the spaceships were hitting each other in driver's training? Share it with us. Absolutely. He's listening in Poplar Bluff, Missouri. Hey, good to have you folks along in Missouri. Let's do a shout-out. Shout-out to our great affiliate there in Poplar Bluff, Missouri. And, of course, a little bit of Arkansas there. KLID AM 1340. KLID 1340 AM 1340. Poplar Bluff, Dexter, Corning, Missouri, Piggott, Arkansas. Good to have you folks along on a delayed station. He says it's delayed, and I'm still listening to you on the third hour. And on GCNLive.com. Appreciate that, Roy. And send me back another your address for some great detail gifts. I'm going to throw in a space. You're going to love this. I've got an old bottle there that they did use, literally a space. It's like a UFO on the front of it, and it's actually a company that's no longer around. I saved a few of them. Roy, I'll send you one. You'll just put that along with your driver's ed story. You'll enjoy it. Absolutely. That's what it's all about. And by the way, it's an odor eliminator for your interior. I don't know. Maybe the spaceships were stinking or something. I don't know. But it never did work. That's why they're not in business anymore. Anyway, I'll give it to you. And it still works. I use it in my car. We'll be right back with what exactly is an automotive platform. I'm Mark Evans.
For listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
USA Radio News with Jeremy Scott.
A birthday party in New Jersey ended in gunfire early Sunday morning. At least 14 people shot and 2 killed. 10 others wounded in downtown Minneapolis last night. 2 people, including a suspect, were killed, and a 16-year-old girl was shot and killed in Ohio, among 8 people who were shot in a park. A raucous party in Southern California led to mass arrests on Saturday night. More than 150 people arrested. A viral video on a social media app invited anyone to a birthday party in Huntington Beach, police declaring the event an unlawful assembly. The Texas State Senate passed a bill Saturday to prohibit schools from mandating the teaching of critical race theory. This comes after a school district in Georgia this week voted to approve a resolution that would prevent certain divisive concepts of race from being taught in the classroom. Quasi-Marxist doctrine has risen to new prominence following the rise of far-left groups such as Antifa and Black Lives Matter. This is USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Hey, it's Billy F. Gibbons from ZZ Top, and you're listening right here to Auto World.
Pulling in the pits, grabbing another bag of M&M's, enjoying it. Good to have you along. Back to Auto World in the Greasy Garage studio. Live from Boise, Idaho. Welcome back into the Greasy Garage, folks. Good to have you along each and every week right here. I'm Mark Evans, your host, and it's time. Do you have a noisy neighbor? Have you ever had to talk with a neighbor about the barking dog, or did you talk to the neighbor about the Auto World? The Auto World that brings you the exhaust that's really noisy and loud. Oh, well, this BMW owner, no names were mentioned to protect the innocent, he's being sued for the loud exhaust disrupting the neighborhood. I don't know if you ever did know that you could probably do that if you've got a neighbor like me.
Oh, what?
Now, I usually try to turn all the cars, the vehicles off by midnight. No, I don't even get out there at midnight and do that stuff. But yeah, there is some hot rods in some people's garages, of course, and you're listening to me right now. And got to be careful out there, everybody, about that loud exhaust. Angry neighbors on this gentleman, well, they're back. He's been sued again. And the difference with this story, of course, is there's no HOA involved. You know what that stands for? Some of us pay for that, HOA fees, every single month. And then you have a group of people who could turn into a posse to get that BMW this gentleman has. He got a warning letter, a confrontation, of course, saying, you know, stop with the BMW driving up and down the road here very fast and furious and loud. He's a car enthusiast out of Carlsbad, California, is being sued by two of the neighbors that live next to him for what they deem reckless driving and, of course, loud exhaust. Oh, yeah. They're not saying anything about the smell of the exhaust. They're just saying it's loud. How much do they think the owners, the owner of this BMW owes them? Get ready for this. Are you sitting down in your man cave, your she shed, wherever you're at? Sit down. He's getting sued for a total of $15,000 by two separate neighbors. Yep. According to the tweet, my neighbor got a lawyer to serve the paper saying she wants $10,000 for my car's disrupting the neighborhood. That's one neighbor. The other neighbor only wants $5,000. A total of $15,000 total. So, with that said, don't go up and down the drive, the street in front of your neighbor's house recklessly. And, you know, make sure that if you do have a hot rod and got the noisy exhaust like some of my cars, they're designed to have noisy exhaust like this gentleman with the BMW. More than likely, he's got a couple fart cans on the back. You said it. I said it. Everybody heard it. I said fart cans. Yep, that's what they're called in the automotive world. That's some of that mechanical jargon. He's reaching, I guess I understand, over 82 decibels with those fart cans, and those things are noisy. Don't be driving those cans down the road, BMW owner, late at night or early morning. Let your neighbors sleep. There's two sides of the story. It doesn't say anything within this story about the time that he's doing this. But, you know, I'm pretty sure that why would you be complaining if he's doing it in the middle of the day? I don't know. Well, I'm just trying to be nice. I've got neighbors and try to be nice to my neighbors. Oh, yeah. Here's an email. Do you have any fart cans, Mark? Good email. I won't answer it. No, I've got some cherry bombs is what we call them. Of course, those cherry bombs are on my Dodge Coronet, 65 Dodge Coronet 440. Oh, yeah. Oh, that's what I'm talking about right there. Okay, talking about loud noise, have you ever had a chance to hear a hydrogen-burning automobile? What? I said hydrogen. That's right. I kind of teased you the first hour and said something about the Toyota Celica coming back. Well, it's coming back, all right. It's coming back in a Toyota that has hydrogen. And it's going to be a fuel cell powered vehicle by 2030. It's going to be a little bit of hydrogen and EV power, folks. Yep, Toyota Celica out of Los Angeles. They've been talking about this, been wanting to do this. I have had the opportunity to get a hydrogen hose in my hand and put hydrogen into a vehicle. It was a Chevrolet at the time. I had no idea that Toyota is looking at doing it too, but they are. And they're going to use it with the future Celica. The Celica, of course, was a little two-door hardtop, fastback-looking thing. A lot of them came with those back window spoilers, you know, the louvers, I guess you could call it. Not the spoiler, the spoilers on the rear. They did have one of those, a little small one, but they had the back window louvers also that were black or whatever color that the car was. And so they are they taking the right model, Celica, and turning it upside down, turn topsy-turvy, all that? Because I say that because it's a hydrogen and EV mixed together. They're getting rid of the gas. They want you to go to the hydrogen pump, squirt some hydrogen in the tank, let it start with electric, of course, and then when you push the go pedal, the solid-state batteries start it, but after you push, when you start to push the go pedal, the hydrogen takes over and really gets you going. Oh, yeah. So hydrogen is in the word. It's got a lot less smog, of course, than anything else on the market. They've been working on this hydrogen fuel cell Celica since back in the 2014 years, all the way into 2015. It's a byproduct, of course, electric cars. It's a good mix, maybe, huh? The hydrogen. I don't know if you've got a hydrogen station in your neighborhood, or are they looking at maybe putting, is Toyota, yeah, are they looking at maybe putting some hydrogen stations? Are they going to be the Elon Musk and start something completely out of the box with the word hydrogen and let you buy that Toyota to put hydrogen in it? Quite interesting. It really is. That fact that they could turn into somebody. Elon Musk, of course, brought us the Tesla, the electric cars first, and now everybody's following up. And when you follow up, what are you going to run into? You're going to run into maybe some grief along the way. I know he has, but it's working. You own them. They're working. They're going a long ways. If you have a Tesla, I would really like to know. I haven't heard from anyone that has put a lot of miles on it. How many miles do you have on your Tesla? I'd love to hear it. Love to hear if you've had any problems with it. I know that the S model had some problems with the center of the dash where the big iPad is there. Of course, it operates and lets you know, touch screen, lets you touch whatever you need to touch to make the heat, the air conditioning, whatever, anything. Of course, the insane button, push the insane button and it takes off and rock and rolls as fast as it can rock and roll. Just like that. Oh, yeah. If you've ever had a problem, or how many miles do you have on yours? Love to hear from you. 855-660-4261. Email. Anytime, any day, any hour, whatever's convenient for you, even live right now. AutoWorldRadio@yahoo.com. And one thing about the ground, when you start from the ground up with something completely new, here's a little story, a little trivia for us. In 1990, launching of the Acura NSX won great praise from the critics and much attention from all of us, the car enthusiasts, back in 1990. The NSX was completely handmade except for some of the welding. The 3,000-pound car featured all aluminum body, folks, back in 1990. The ability to reach speeds of 60 miles per hour in under 6 seconds. In 1990, I have to remind you of that. And an audio system by Bose back in 1990 in this NSX. Though the sticker price for the NSX was $60,000 back in 1990, that was a good sum of money. The highest of all the Japanese cars, bids as high as $125,000 were made at some dealerships before customers even saw this automobile. The Acura NSX. See, Acura back in 1990, see what I mean? Handmade? Huh? What? Yeah, they started something new and fresh, completely off the wall. And people were wanting them at $125,000 back in 1990. Give me one. We're going to come back. We're going to find out really exactly what is an automotive platform. And taking your calls. I'm Mark Evans.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
As life in America looks to return to normal, how can you succeed in the new stock market? With the tech dip, volatility with interest rates, and fear around the yield curve, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence can give you a massive edge. Text the word MONEY to 813-813. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance and maximize your gains. Text MONEY to 813-813. Experience Vantage Point for free. Learn how successful traders generate their wealth. Don't wait. Text the word MONEY to 813-813.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from?
Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Kitty bang bang, kitty kitty bang bang, kitty bang bang, kitty kitty bang bang, kitty bang bang, kitty kitty bang bang. Oh, you pretty kitty bang bang, kitty kitty bang bang. We love you and him. Kitty kitty bang bang, kitty kitty bang bang. What will he near, far, in a motor car? Oh, what a happy time we'll spend. Bang bang, kitty kitty bang bang, our fine four fender friend. Bang bang, kitty kitty bang bang, our fine four fender friend. Kitty bang bang, kitty kitty bang bang, kitty bang bang, kitty kitty bang bang, kitty bang bang, kitty kitty bang bang.
That's what it sounds like if that muffler's not working. Goodness, this sounds like a chitty chitty bang bang machine. That chitty chitty bang bang machine is probably worth a ton of money. I'm sure Barrett Jackson or Meekin Auctions would love to have that in their lineup to sell. Hey, welcome back into the studio, the Greasy Garage Studio. I'm Mark Evans, live from Boise, Idaho, here right here on Auto World. And I asked you last week, and this week, of course, through first, second, and third hour here, share with all of us your driver's ed story of what and when and how come the goods, the bads, and the uglies. On our phone number live, of course, at 855-660-4261. Engine light, Eric is sitting behind the GCN mixer machine. Oh, yeah, make you sound good. And my email address that I'm in front of, autoworldradio@yahoo.com. And with that, I've got a little story here to share with you about driver's ed, one of our great listeners here. Charlie sends us his email concerning driver's ed. Says, my dad, well, this is driver's ed. No, it's something about exhaust. My dad regularly used coat hangers to hold up my mufflers and exhaust systems. I think of this one as one of the classic fix-its, coat hangers. Though I have yet to do it myself, my dad would always try to patch mufflers with tin cans, usually beer cans, and whatever he could find to hold them on. More coat hangers, please. But that never worked so well on mine. Of course, our clothes were always all over the floor, but the car was quite at least a coat hanger mess. Charlie. And Charlie, appreciate that. A little exhaust story. Definitely. And that's how you do it, folks. He's listening to us in Corpus Christi, Texas. Good to have you along. Good to have you along. Let's do a shout out to our great affiliate, KEYS. AM 1440, Corpus Christi, Portland, Mathis, Alice, Texas. Good to have you folks along. Absolutely. Being live there in Corpus Christi. And we had Stephen, the first hour, I believe, coming in from Corpus Christi, and appreciate that. Coat hangers. Oh, yeah. You know, you can actually use coat hangers to do what with? To weld with. believe it or not. Today's coat hangers, the metal ones. That's what more than likely what Charlie's talking about is the metal ones. Yeah, Charlie, I've seen some of those metal those coat hangers come in on some of the cars coming into the greasy garage just to hold them up, you know. Why not? And they do actually sell silver duct type tape to cover up the rust, the holes in your exhaust. That I call that a Band-Aid. Folks, and that's one thing that I do not want you to become sick because of the exhaust coming out of the leaky exhaust pipes. You know that's underneath your car. So if you know that's a Band-Aid, that's an easy fix to go get some of that silver tape at the parts stores. Advanced Auto Parts, Pep Boys, AutoZone, O'Reilly's. There's quite a few really parts stores throughout our auto world that we're in, all of us, that earth that we live on. So if you do need to have a coat hanger or so, there's a little reminder. And if you see you're driving down that country road, or if you're driving down the highway, the main road at 30, 35 miles an hour in your town, and you see an exhaust pipe that just literally fell off Charlie's car here, or his dad's car, because the coat hangers didn't work, don't get out and try to pick it up and move it. I know you have to move it to drive, you know, through, or you're going to run over it. Do not run over it, but don't reach down with your bare hands and grab that exhaust pipe, because it might have fallen off the car in front of you. It's still hot. And you know what that sounds like on the hands? Psss, sizzling. So, okay, real quick, before the garage door goes down on the third hour of Auto World, have you ever wondered really what an automotive platform is? Yeah. What exactly is an automotive platform? Some of you might call it a chassis. Well, platform sharing has been around for many, many years. What that means is sharing an automotive platform. It's architectural, therefore seems like a good thing, while the closing related phrase, badge engineering, is loaded with negative baggage. That's right. Sharing. Automotive platform sharing. Like a Cadillac Cimarron was a badge-engineered Chevy Cavalier, folks. They're sharing the platforms. Unworthy of its wreath and crest. That's right. Well, while we're all thrilled about the fun-loving Toyota GR Supra Coupe, the Supra Coupe, you know, the Toyota GR, well, it shares the same platform, automotive platform, as the BMW Z4 Roadster. And here's another one, talking about platforms, automotive platforms, sharing it. The chassis of the Volkswagen Humble Beetle easily rolled out under the Carmen Ghia's stylish coupe body. Bare bones, yes, the bare bones. Automotive has been a complicated task to define the automotive platform, architectural in your sense, but let's see if we can give it a shot here. Different companies define platforms as architectural differently, of course. American automakers classically define platform as a set of, well, shared dimensions between the front axle, center line, the cowl, that's under the windshield, of course, and the driver's hip point. Architectural, of course. Hardware placed within these dimensions, the chassis, the floor pan, powertrain. The global manufacturers often blur these distractions, so you kind of keep straight. And so when you're deciding why I'm bringing this up, that is the chassis, the platform, and, of course, the electronic, the EV cars today. Folks, our big, huge 1,800-pound battery that you're sitting on to make that EV truck, like the Ford Lightning, and or the car work correctly. So why do they do this from the front bumper that you don't have to the rear bumper that you might have today? Well, why do they do it? It saves them money. Money. So sometimes if you decide or call me or email me, want me to tell you that is a certain make or model a good one, you might think about it twice and check to see if it has the same platform as maybe another car. With that said, let's go to, oh yeah, let's go to Illinois and talk to one of our charter members live, Trey. Hi, Trey. Welcome back to Auto World.
Mark.
Good to have you along,
Mark.
Trey.
I know we're running out of time, but I got a quick question. I've got a Cub Cadet zero turn mower with a 25 horsepower Kawasaki engine, and I started leaking oil down the base of it where it goes on the ground. You know, it's got to be like the shaft seal.
Oh yeah, yeah,
yeah. That, how hard is that, Mark?
The shaft seal. You're thinking that's running blades, right?
Yeah. You know where it goes on the pulley to do the belt drives? I think it's leaking straight down that shaft. Is that something that I have to just take the tractor and lift it up and just, is it just a, what are you thinking?
It's a seal. Yeah, you can do it. That Cub Cadet that you've got is yellow, right? Yellow one?
Yeah. And okay. It's a zero turn.
Yep, good. That's a good brand. With that said, just take the blade off to get to the shaft, get the pulley off of there. The hardest part of that tray is getting the pulley off. You might have to buy a puller.
Yeah.
Okay. And once you get that that pulley off, then there's that seal all greased up and gooed up with oil and gas on it, but clean her off. And then did you know or do you have a seal puller?
No, I don't. Is that something I can get from AutoZone or O'Reilly's?
Yeah, but here's a little trick for everybody. Just take a little bitty screw and screw into the seal. You might take a little drill bit first, drill a little bitty hole. I'm talking a little hole, Trey. And then just take a little bitty screw and screw in there. It could be an inch and a half long, but just barely put it into the seal and take a pair of pliers, grab onto the head of the screw, and just pull the seal right out.
Wonderful. Okay.
That's
sounds
easy
good.
Way to do it. Yep. And that's probably what's going on because, you know, that how many miles you got on that, or hours, I should say.
Hours? Is it 1,000 hours, I bet?
Yep, you're due. You're due.
Yeah. All right, my friend.
Yep. Yeah, due, because we don't want you to run out of oil and seize that Cub Cadet motor up.
No. Have you priced them lately, Mark?
Oh, they're as much as your Tesla.
I told the old boy, I said, you know what's wrong with this? The car I drove is cheaper than this mower you're wanting me to buy. I've got a problem here.
Yeah. Hey, thanks, Trey. Thanks for sharing and calling in.
All right. Thank you, sir. Great show.
Thank you. Thanks for kindly dropping in. You're all invited back next week to this locality to have a heaping helping of their hospitality. Hillbilly, that is. Set a spell. Take your shoes off. Y'all come back now, dear. This has been a Loose Nut production.
Crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.